Of course, we're back in the summer heat wave.
Yep. No fan turned on, because we respect you so much that we are putting ourselves through this.
Yeah, you guys, we're sacrificing ourselves so you can get the clearest, qualityest sound.
Which, this is your first time listening, you're probably like, what am I listening to? Well, this is BC is Creepy!
Yes! I'm Topher Graham.
I'm Ariel Hansen.
And we're here to tell you about all the cool, weird stuff that, you know, our province has been plagued with.
Yeah, things that have happened in our province that have,
just kind of strange.
They make you go, or what?
So if you have been listening, you'll know that I've been a little bit naughty. I've been either doing true crime murders, or I've been staying in Vancouver.
Yeah.
But today, as promised, I've come back with a topic that sends us to Quesnel, BC.
Ooh!
And, while murder may have been involved...
We don't know!
It's not a murder.
Yeah, it's not about the murder.
It's not about the murder, but perhaps the effects of the murder.
Oh, so what is our topic today, Topher?
So, we are talking today about Mandy, the haunted doll at the Quesnel and District Museum and Archives.
Okay.
Yes. So,
Is Mandy short for anything?
No.
I think it should be short for Mandifred.
Is that a real name?
Nope. I made it up.
Yeah, no, it's Mandy.
Okay.
She's Mandy. It's been Mandy across all of my sources. It's Mandy on the museum website.
Okay.
And she hasn't said otherwise, so I think...
Maybe you're just not asking in the right language.
That is possible, too.
Yeah.
That could be why she throws such fits all the time.
Maybe she speaks French.
Yeah. So, Mandy is a doll living in the Quesnelon District Museum and Archives in British Columbia. She is a lovely little thing. You'll get a picture, of course, with this podcast, but
yeah.
She's got a couple of cracks on her face. Her clothes are ripped a little bit, but to be fair, she's 90-some-odd years old, so...
So, cracks on her face. We're not talking about, like, a Raggedy Ann-style doll, like the Annabelle.
No, it is not Annabelle. This is a porcelain doll. She was donated by Lisa Sorensen in 1991, and Lisa used to complain that she would be kept up at night by the sounds of a girl crying in her basement.
Oh!
And she would go downstairs, and she would see this doll in an open window.
What? So, like, did she buy the doll, or did this doll, like, crawl in her open window one day?
The origins of the doll are a little bit flaky.
Okay.
I have one source. We'll get to that later.
Okay.
But, no, Lisa says that, you know, this would happen, like, pretty frequently. She'd go downstairs, crying noises, and, they actually stopped when she donated the doll.
Oh, that's nice. Or she says they stopped if they ever really were there.
Well, it stopped in her house and weird occurrences started happening at the museum. So we have several things that Mandy is said to have done since arriving at the Quesnel Museum.
Okay.
So we had lunches disappearing from refrigerators.
Lunches disappearing? Really? That's just sounds like a shitty coworker.
And then reappearing in, like, drawers.
Oh.
So, like, she would take stuff out of the fridge and move it around.
Oh, imagine if it was, like fish and she put it somewhere that people didn't look very often and then it would just start to smell so badly in that lunchroom.
I just think about, like, the mayo sandwich who somebody will be like, oh, has it gone off? I don't know.
I'm gonna risk it, though, because
I'm hungry.
To be fair, I'd probably be that person. It's just been a day.
Yeah.
It's probably fine.
It doesn't smell bad.
Yeah, the meat in it's probably not rancid.
I mean, it's processed, right?
Yeah. Best before doesn't mean crap after.
Yeah. So, we've also got footsteps heard when nobody else is around. And we've got other missing items around the museum that tend to, like, turn up in places that they're not supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
She must be a little bit jealous because we've also got reports of destruction of other dolls in the vicinity.
Why were there other dolls in this museum?
I mean, old stuff.
Okay, I guess.
But... like, porcelain dolls are beautiful. I have like three.
I don't. They're creepy.
You mean you don't want one?
No. No me gusta.
I can donate like all three to you. They can sit up right here and look at you, watch you over you while, like, you sleep.
I used to stay with my aunt and uncle like for a week during the summer and a week during spring break when I was younger. And the room that I stayed in had like porcelain dolls all above the bed. And I was like, I'm not sleeping in here with these dolls in this room because they are creepy. And so then they moved them into the hallway right in front of the room. So then instead of having to sleep with the dolls in the room, I just had to walk past them.
Okay.
Every time I went to or from that bedroom.
What would you say to a porcelain doll that was also a music box?
Fuck no. How does that even...
She's beautiful.
Like, is she wind up and she just does a song?
She's in a box and you wind the thing and it plays the song.
What's the point? Why? Why?
It's beautiful.
maybe we've got different ideas of what's beautiful.
I suppose.
I found a bone when I was on vacation. I think that's beautiful.
That sounds beautiful.
It's like a piece of... some animal's rib bone, but I think it might have just been someone ate ribs and then threw the bone into the ocean and then the bone washed up on shore.
Wash it off and you gotta make like a devil's...
I didn't need to wash it off, but I kept it.
Yeah, make a devil's trap out of it.
It's in my bone collection display case.
Cute. Because
I've started collecting bones.
Excellent.
Lives with the mink pelt you gave me.
I love it. We're just going to fill your house with animal parts.
With dead stuff.
Oh, no. I am sorry, Susie, my only coworker who listens to our podcast and is vegan.
Well, to be fair, at least the deer skull that I have was found in the wilderness. So
just don't keep going.
Natural causes.
She supports us.
Okay. I'm trying.
We love animals.
I do love animals. Both alive and dead.
All of our animal parts that we collect have been ethically collected.
We did not kill any of the animals.
Yeah. So another thing that Mandy likes to do is mess with camera equipment.
Oh.
So we have reports of, like, when filming the doll, some camera equipment would go on and off, like, every 5 seconds.
Oh, that's frustrating.
Only to stop acting up when filming elsewhere, and batteries being drained around.
That doesn't count, because if it's cold out, those batteries drain like that.
I can't give a precise account of the time frame it happened.
Okay,
but...
because I'm just thinking, if it's Quinnell, it's not in our little temperate pocket. So it gets cold in the winter.
That's fair. A lot of paranormal hunters always suggest bringing extra batteries because it's a pretty common occurrence that electronics get drained.
Yeah, or just if you're filming in winter, do that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So Mandy is currently kept in a glass case with her own stuffed lamb toy that she got to keep her company.
Is it named Lamb Chop?
I doubt it.
Oh, that's the only lamb thing that I remember.
But it's reported that she frequently likes to throw this lamb outside of her locked case.
So, is it like a terrarium, so there's like an open top?
It's just like a locked glass case, like it's what you put dolls in. So she's there, she sits with the lamb in her lap, and it's in her hands, and you'll come back the next morning, and the lamb will be on the floor, and the case will still be locked.
Watch, this is gonna turn out someday to be like those stories you hear of like the person who lives in like the small upstairs crawl space, and just comes out and like eats your food, and moves your stuff around. When no one's there, stole a key to this doll case so they could just take the little lamb thing out and move it around. Just
the phantom of the
people.
Quinnell Museum.
Dun, dun, dun!
And they'll leave like a ransom note, like, if you don't do this, Mandy's gonna come out and kill you.
Yes. You must make
Christine the curator of the museum.
Oh, I was thinking just, you guys need to start bringing better lunches. And larger lunches.
Yeah. More refrigeratable lunches.
More non-perishable lunches.
Yeah.
Yes, so that... You know what? You should just have a snack stash in the kitchen.
And just don't look at it. Just expect that it'll be gone and
Replenish and just keep replenishing it. Yeah, just snack stash.
Do this for Mandy.
Do it for Mandy. Yeah.
So it's also reported that her eyes tend to follow guests around. And others have reported to have seen her blinking.
Now, I guess, like, that could just be something wrong with the mechanism in the eyes, since most porcelain dolls have that weird, you lie back and forward, and the eyes go up and down, and up and down. You can't see it, but I'm doing very creepy things with my eyes.
Well, porcelain dolls.
What if there's miniature earthquakes?
Rubber dolls. Like, whoop, whoop. Rubber dolls have those mechanisms.
I don't know things about dolls. They're creepy.
Dolls are great.
I know teddy bears because I had some old teddy bears that, like, you'd tip them and then you'd move them and they'd go.
Yeah. I had a teddy Ruxpin. That was really fun because you could replace the tape inside of it.
And I'm sure you replaced it with wholesome things.
Maybe.
No devil worship in your teddy Ruxpin.
It certainly wasn't me, like, recording stuff on my karaoke machine and then putting it into my teddy Ruxpin. That would be
bizarre.
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
So in 1992, curator Ruth Stubbs was asked for creepy stories regarding the museum and relayed the story of the doll. In 1999, the book was released. It was called Supernatural Stories Around British Columbia.
We should get that book.
We should get that book.
Yeah. Why don't we have this book yet?
We have a book. Your mom gave us a book.
We got two books, actually.
Yeah. But your mom gave me the book about the murders, and she gave you the book about the campfire stories.
That is very... I think it's
be
mostly...
Be nice, your mom's listening.
I love you, Mom. I love you. It's just that a lot of the stories the author actually made up.
Oh.
Yeah.
But this book... Okay, it was released in 1999, and Mandy became a household name, drawing people from all over the world.
Household?
Well, in terms of, like, the paranormal community, this has become, like, a pretty big thing. And
not quite Robert the Doll level.
Not quite Robert the Doll. Certainly not Annabelle, but, you know, in terms of, like, local BC and Canadian horror folklore, Mandy is quite popular. Like, I had several sources.
That's good.
Although most of them were taking information from the museum.
What if there never was was Sorensen Lisa Sorensen?
Lisa Sorensen.
What if she never existed and they just found a creepy looking doll and were like, yes, this is the story behind this doll. Come to our museum and learn about other things while you look at this creepy doll. What if it's all just a plot to get people to learn history?
It's a pretty insidious accusation towards the museum, Ariel.
I know, so horrible that they'd want people to learn.
After we're giving them all this happy talk about their Mandy the doll, you want to come in and shit on them?
No poop was made. This isn't shitting. This is conspiracy.
Well, by all accounts, from those in the museum and people who have encountered Mandy, they do not believe her to be a malevolent spirit.
That's not good for a movie.
They kind of describe her as like a bratty girl. She's never grown up. It's been 90 years, Mandy.
Yeah, come on. Like, seriously, just...
Grow up.
Yeah. Stop being so petty.
You're older than my grandma.
What year was she potentially made?
We're talking like 1920s and earlier.
Okay.
Possibly from London or Germany.
So she might be older than my grandparents, but they're in their 90s, or two of them are.
Do they like to hide stuff from the fridge and people's, like, drawers?
I think they both have their own fridges now, so, I mean, they could hide stuff on themselves. That would probably be kind of sad, though.
When I'm 90 years old, I'm gonna hide your lunch. And it's gonna be really funny to me, and you're not gonna remember why.
Yeah, I'm gonna be like, why did you hide my lunch? I'm just hungry. I just want this really bland sandwich, this small portion.
And I'll say, just listen to episode 11 of Beastie is Creepy. I'll be like, then you'll remember why.
And I'll be like, Topher.
That son of a bitch.
We no longer have devices that play those archaic MP3s.
The world's been destroyed. Don't you remember, Topher?
Yes.
We don't have electricity anymore.
Now we just have to obey the rule of our slug overlords.
Yeah, the future is scarier than the present. So I was able to find one origin story, and there's one source for this, so take it with a grain of salt.
So many grains. So what you want to do right now is you want to go to your kitchen. You want to grab your jar of salt, and you just want to, like, screw the lid off and just pour it onto a plate.
And then you want to lick it and take 3 shots of tequila and some lime.
Yeah, that is going to be maximum enjoyment of this here story.
1 shot, 2 shots.
Wait, did they lick the salt yet?
Wait. Oh, no. Ah! Okay, lick some more salt.
You just...
Third shot. It. Take the lime.
Okay.
Okay, you're not going to puke, right? Okay, here we go.
Okay.
A man was walking past the farmhouse when he thought he heard some crying coming from within. The odd part about this child's cry was that the passerby knew the farmhouse to been empty. In fact, abandoned, so no child should have been present. He walked up to the drive and knocked on the door. No answer.
Woo!
The crying continued, so he had a look around. He entered the empty farmhouse and discovered the crying came from below his feet. Not knowing how to access the building cellar from the inside, he went back outside to find the external entrance.
Ooh.
As he opened the storm doors, light illuminated the room and he made a shocking discovery. The body of a young girl, long dead, lay on the floor and a doll held in her arms. So, this origin story doesn't even have a link to Lisa Sorensen or how it got to the Quindell Museum, but it's on the paranormalguide.com.
Sounds like a creepypasta.
You can read it. You can make your own judgments.
I think this is our first BC-based creepypasta.
Could be true.
It could be true.
I can't.
It feels so cliche.
Yeah. So other references that I have, the best one you're going to find actually is the quindellmuseum.ca/mandy.html. This is like the official account of Mandy from the museum themselves. And it seems that a lot of other blogs have been taken from the museum. But I also checked
straight
out...
straight from the horse's mouth.
Yeah. I also checked out cabinetofcuriosities.ca, theparanormalguide.com, and there's a YouTube video.
Ooh.
So, I mean, they filmed the doll without problems.
Yeah.
Presumably.
So I just read something the other day that apparently the Robert the doll, if you take pictures of it and stuff, you have to apologize to him afterwards. Otherwise, bad things will happen to you.
Oh, that's adorable.
Yeah, so I hope they apologize to Mandy or were like, hey, hope it's okay.
Here, have a lollipop. Do you want a lollipop, Mandy?
Drew it right back in their eyes, covered in slobber, and it's stuck to their hair, and then they tried to take it out. It ripped out a bunch of hair, and it just wasn't fun because she's petty.
Yeah. Little girls are brats, man.
Children in general.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's not be sexist.
Yeah, children are brats.
Yeah.
So the YouTube video was Exhibit A TV, and there was the Haunted Doll Mandy part.
Oh, and you should make note that it's Exhibit A, so EH.
Yeah, Canadian.
Yeah, it's not like Exhibit A, Exhibit B. It's Exhibit
A.
Hey, what's going on there, bud?
Oi. You want to go out for a rip?
Oh, going out for a rip there, bud.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, well, I'm just gonna light up this here doobie first, okay? Then we can go out for a rip.
All right, you got any darts? Come on, let's go.
Okay, come on now. Now I need a Mickey. Do you got a Mickey? CC?
Oh, okay. I've never used CC before, but
Canadian Club.
Yeah, I know. I figured, but
I We say CC at my work.
Oh.
Yeah. I guess if you drink it a lot, you shorten it.
Canadian Club is something that would stumble over if you're really drunk.
Yep.
Canadian Club.
It's like Crown Royal. Just gets shortened to Crown.
Yeah. Or the Captain.
We don't sell Captain Morgan's.
I guess that's more of an Alberta thing. It's Kraken out here that's more popular.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've got Bacardi at ours, so.
Oh.
But it's also, it depends.
Gross.
It depends on what type of rum you're looking for, because we don't currently have a spiced rum.
Yeah, because you're serving Bacardi.
We've got Spice Box, which is a spiced whiskey that's really nice, actually.
All right. Spice Box.
Yeah, it's a nice one. That is our liquor endorsement for the day. Although, Topher's drinking beer.
I am. Belly Flop from Big Rock Brewery.
It's an apricot grisette.
What's a grisette?
I have no clue.
What does that mean?
I just saw apricot and that it wasn't an IPA, and so I was like, okay, I'll buy it.
If you guys know what a grisette is, email us at badcookiepictures@gmail.com.
Also, if you have any stories, anecdotes, ideas for episodes, you can also email us.
If you just want to say hi.
Yeah, badcookiepictures@gmail.com. We just, you know, we want to hear from the fans.
Mm-hmm. We want to know you're out there.
Yeah, we want to know that we're not just talking into a vacuum that is your friend from work and my mom listening.
Sorry.
At least we know we have two listeners.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you want to keep up to date on other Bad Cookie stuff, because as many of you already know, we are Bad Cookie Pictures, and that is...
We do some cool stuff other than this podcast. Yeah. We make, like, short films.
VR. We've got
360 experience. Yeah, 360 experiences. We're going to be doing a couple more things soon. We've been doing interviews, which is really cool.
Women in horror interviews.
Yes.
Basically, if it's genre related, then we're going to try and do it. So you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Vimeo, YouTube.
All at Bad Cookie Pictures.
Yeah. And then we have a website, badcookiepictures.com.
And then, our email. Personally, you can find me on Instagram, Sneezing Wolf.
And you can find me on all that jazz and stuff as at Hanson's Horror. It's the same on everything, so if you look that up, it'll be me.
Excellent. So, that was our tale of Mandy the Haunted Doll in Quesnel, BC. You might want to take the trip, go say hi.
Maybe we'll take the trip. Someday.
That would be fun.
Someday we will make it there. And we will attempt to film it. And then we'll hopefully not have malfunctions. And we'll actually be able to use what we do.
Yeah.
Yes. Anyways, remember folks,
stay creepy.